Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for Wednesday, April 29, 2026. Today's top Tesla news begins with major news for owners of older vehicles. Tesla has confirmed that FSD Lite is coming to cars with the HW3 hardware platform globally, though the company has not yet committed to a specific timeline. This marks a significant expansion of Tesla's autonomous driving capabilities to a much wider fleet. In another update for HW3 owners, Tesla has begun rolling out a massive new software update specifically designed for these vehicles. The update includes improvements to autopilot features, UI refinements, and enhanced safety protocols, a move that suggests Tesla has not forgotten its earlier adopters despite pushing newer hardware. From the market front, Elon Musk has officially registered 304 million Tesla shares with the SEC, a move that initially sent the stock lower. Investors are closely watching what this regulatory filing means for Musk's long-term stake and commitment to the company. The stock dipped on the news but recovered somewhat by end of trading. On the production front, Tesla has officially confirmed that the Cybercab, the steering wheel-free and pedal-free Robotaxi, has entered mass production at Giga Texas. The first units rolling off the line are already generating buzz online, with early imagery showing a striking minimalist interior unlike anything Tesla has built before. And Tesla's Semi program continues to gain traction. A drayage operator called MDB has launched a 3-week freight pilot using Tesla Semi trucks at a major port, a key step toward validating the electric big rig in commercial logistics operations. Finally, Tesla has launched a new supercharger queue system to put an end to charging disputes at congested stations. The system electronically manages the charging order, eliminating any ambiguity about who goes next, a long-awaited fix for a growing pain point as supercharger demand rises. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.